Okay. The share, of course, memory of Marina of Liechtenstein. You know, I always have the thought, should you talk about something you heard from your Rebbe, or should you try to say over your own Torah? I think Liechtenstein encouraged us, you know, to try to be independently, taught us to think on our own. So I want to give over my own learning, which I'm sure is informed on very, very real way from what Liechtenstein taught us and how he taught us. I want to discuss the question of Mora Halacha Pnei Rabbo. The Gemara tells us that there's an Isser to be Mora Halacha Pnei Rabbo. You can't paskin in front of your Rebbe. And, you know, if the Mishnah speaks about, Chazal speaks about the need to be, to talk L'shon Rabbo, say over things L'shon Rabbo, the way you heard from your Rebbe. So, if the Liechtenstein was here, he probably would ask, Choker, is it a din in the quality of the halacha, more halacha? Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe the halacha that you think is so clear is really mistaken. Or is it a din in bifnei rabba? More halacha, bifnei rabba. Is it a din in the more halacha? The halacha isn't accurate. Or is it a din in the bifnei rabba that somehow a bezayon to the kavod your rebbe to give a halacha if your rebbe's there and he could ask him and himself? Well, why should you ask the Talmud, ask the rebbe? So this question is dealt with explicitly in Ksubis and Afsamech and Beis, the second marker on the sheet. And the Gemara tells a story of Baya was asked a Shaila, and he passed it. Then he asked his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, and he realized he made a mistake. So Baya says, he tried to rectify it, he ran after you know, the fellow, he wasn't able to reach him. The Gemara says, Amar Baya, Hamil says, Amar Rabbanan, Afilo B'yasa B'kutcha, L'listri Inish, Makam Rabbi, this halacha that you shouldn't paskin anything in front of your Rebbe, even the question of, you know, an egg in milk. You know, we know an egg is not fleishik, egg is parv, so egg can have, you know, eggs and cheese. Even this issue you shouldn't paskin. Lo mishum demechzei kafkerusa, not because it's, you know, it looks like hefker, it's a chesaron in his kavod. Elo mishum de lemestayim milsa lememra, maybe you're going to make a mistake. Ta'ana havei gamrina lei v'had Rav Shmuel afilu hachi lemestayim milsa lememra. So even though he knew the statement of Rav Shmuel, that Rav Yosef had taught him, still he misapplied it and he made a mistake. So the Gemara here raises this chakira, is the chisaran of Imora HaRav HiRavo, the chisaran in the Echus HaPsak, you make a mistake, or is it a chisaran in the Kavod HaRav? And what's the conclusion of the Gemara? The conclusion of the Gemara is, it's not because of Hikirus, it's not a chisaran Kavod, but rather Lomistayim Milsa, says Rashi, Lomistayim Milsa, source 3, Sheyora Kalachi, you'll make a mistake, even in a simple shayla you can make a mistake. So, you know, it's nice when the Gemara brings down the chakira that you're dealing with. But it's also challenging. Why is it challenging? Because there's not much room to discuss the chakira. The Gemara has a chakira. It's closed and shut. You know, it seems to be not a din kavod harav, but rather it's a din in the psak. But the good news is that there's a sugya in Erevin, which is the main sugya, which doesn't have this statement of Abaye. And the implication for the Gemara in Erevin is that really it's a chesaron in kavod harav. And so the Gemara there says, source number 6, Amar Shmuel halacha k'rav Lazar ben Yaakov. Halacha is like Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, it's a particular issue. Ma'u la'uru'i b'makom rabo. Can you publicize this? Can you pass on this? So the Gemara says, Afilo b'yata b'kutcha b'oi minei mirachista kol shani de rafuna v'lo ori. The Gemara says, even a simple thing you shouldn't pass in front of your Rebbe, says Rashi, why? Ma'u la'uru'i talmid b'makom rabo came into lo talui b'svaro u'milsa p'shitehi shari. The Shaila, the same question, is it a chutzpah, din kavod harav, chesaron kavod harav, or is it a din, you'll make a mistake, and this is something nobody's going to make a mistake, it's pashut that you can have milk and eggs, it's not a shaila at all. So from the Gemara in Erevin, unlike the Gemara in Ksubis, it sounds like really it's aser, and why is it aser? Chutzpah, what Rashi explains it, it's a chutzpah. We have a chakira here, question of mora halacha, Bifnei Rabo, is it a chisaron in kavod harav, right? The Bifnei Rabo part of it, or is it a chisaron in the echus apsak? It's a chisaron in the, you know, the potential mistake. You think it's a simple shaila, really they're more studying to it, and therefore you shouldn't paskin the makom rabo. If you look here at the Rambam. In source number 8, the Rambam brings this halacha in Perek Hei, the beginning of Perek Hei of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he discusses the din of Rabba Muvak, all the din of Kavod HaRav. The Rambam has the Kayadua, a general din of Kavod Talmid Chachamim, and a special din of Kavod Harav Hamuvak. And there the Rambam writes, K'shem Shadam Mitzuvah B'Kavod Avi V'Yirah, so just like there's a mitzvah to honor a parent, and to fear a parent, K'achol M'chuyev B'Kavod Rabo V'Yirah, so yes, Yermi Aviv. The obligation to honor a Rebbe is greater than a parent. And then the Rambam continues, Ezeu Cholik Al Rabo Zeh Shekoveh Lo Medrash V'Yoshev V'Doresh V'Melamid Shaloh V'Shus Rabo V'Rabo Kayim V'Afal B'Shir Rabo B'Dina Acheres V'Osur L'Adam L'Horos B'Fnei Rabo L'Olam.
The Rambam brings this din of Mora Halacha B'Fnei Rabo, where in Hilchos Talmud Torah, but not just Hilchos Talmud Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah doesn't help us so much, because it could be Hilchos Talmud Torah, you'll make a mistake. You know, the Rambam also brings down that a Talmud shouldn't, you know, be Mora until he knows. You know, Talmud is co-fates for Mora, you may make a mistake. The Rambam Dafka brings it to the very beginning of Hilchos of Perakei of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he discusses the din of Kavod Rav. The implication is that it's a din in Kavod Rav. Like I said, the Pashas of the Gemara Erevin, that it's a Gemara, it's a din covered Rav, whereas the Gemara in Ksuvah says explicitly that it's not. Rabbi says it's not a din in covered Rav, it's a din in the Echos of Psak, you might make a mistake. I want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The first is Mechila. If it's a din covered Rav, we have a principle, Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machal. Can the Rebbe say, I'm Ochal? In fact, the Rebbe might be happy. He might be, he'll free him up. He can learn. He won't have to be busy with Shiloh. So he'll be able to spend more time, you know, being ma'ayin. Can the Rebbe be mocha? So the Rishonim Ksubis, source number 4 and 5, that discuss this issue. If you look at the Meiri, source number 5, Mi'ata afilu mochal harav al kvodo, v'nosun l'rishus derech klal lehoros, shlo b'fanav, k'derech shenira shehir she Rav Yosef as Abaye, even though the Rebbe is mochel, Ein and ein kan odaf keru, so there's no problem of a chisar in the kavod harav. Nonetheless, ein roi lasos kein shadavar karov lovol idei shkia. Even the Rebbe's mochel, we're still concerned at what? Maybe the Talmud doesn't understand the application, the halacha, properly, and therefore I'll make a mistake. So if it's a din in echus psak, it makes a lot of sense, and the chila won't work. But if you look at the hagos oshri, source number 9, in Erevin, he quotes the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah speaks about Chulda and Via, that they went to ask Chulda a question. And Chulda was near Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was a greater Navi. So the Gemara says, Sofer HaKam de Megillah, Vayelech Achikam El Chulda and Via, Vomakam Yirmiyah Haya. So how did they go to the Talmud, to Chulda or Talmidah, Vomakam Harav? Omer HaSefer Mishum Tekrova Shavik Le Yirmiyah. Since she was related to Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah was Mokam. That's why it was okay. Mikan sheicholim lahoros v'makom sheidoyadeya to lo kapid rabba. So the Chagos Hashri says, you see, mechila works. Then he adds on, v'yeish gimgum v'ksas gimgum yesh. It's not so pashut. So the question of mechila, of course, is a very pashut nafkamina. Again, if it's mechila, if it's a din in echus psak, the mechila won't work. Because we're concerned the Talmud is going to misunderstand the halacha, or the application of the halacha to this case. If it's then covered Rav, Mechila should work, like that's what Hagos Hashri says over there. In Derech Agav, the Ramban in Chumash talks about this issue of a Navi, you know, being mitznavi of Makom Rabo, which is called B'nei HaNevim, Talmidim HaNevim, by Elder Meida. The Ramban there in Mamidbar says that Atzuni Moshe Chla'im, because of Mora Halacha of Rav. That has nothing to do with Echus Psak. That clearly is a din in Kavod Moshe. How can you be misnabe the Makom Moshe? I never understood that whole discussion because Chora, a Navi who receives Nevuah has to be misnabe. So I didn't totally understand how that works. You know, there's an Isser to be Kovish Nevuah. So, but anyway, it's not for now. But it's clear from the Raman that Mor Harach of Tin Rabbah, he applies to Nevuah, that it's a din in Kavod, it's not a din in Echus Psak, Lachar. Second Afkamina. Can you ask in something that's very obvious? Mark gives an example of Be'asa, right, an egg with cheese. You make eggs and cheese. The egg is inflation, even though the egg comes from the chicken. Okay. So, do people really need to be told that? I mean, isn't that obvious? So some of the Rishonim were bothered by this. And they tried to make the case a little more complicated. So if you look at the source number 10, the Tosfos in Erevin, Nobody's going to ask if you can have eggs and cheese. Everybody knows that.
The case wasn't just down eggs and cheese. It was you shafted the chicken and you found an egg in the chicken after you shafted it. And now you might think it's more like flesh because you have a piece of meat in front of you. So you have a piece of meat, so you think that the eggs are also fleshic. So even that's mutar b'chol. That's how the Aruch learns the case. But some Rishonim don't explain that way. They say, no, it means eggs and cheese, simple. The Biskei Rid says, straight out, that's try the Gemara. So the question I had is whether or not there's an Isra or Aruch and Rabba in a case that Hadavar Pashut after Shalom. Hey, why is he asking? I'm not sure if he's so Pasha, why is he asking? Maybe he just wants to double check. Is there an Isra of Mor Hara in this case? So if it's a question of Echus of Psak, what are you tying? Sure, okay, everybody knows. Even the Shoal knows. So it's of course we want. Whereas if it's a function of Kavod, okay, you can handle this, but you can say that it's still you shouldn't giving up sucking, even if it's a double Pashut, you still shouldn't, it's still a Kavod, and therefore it should be awesome. Potentially. And there are other nafkaminas that are exact opposite, where
isn't the Gemara and Ksuvos, if you understand like the Biskei Rid, it says that the problem is Echus HaPsak and it's dealing with question that's obvious. That's what
I'm asking. Right. Yeah, I hear you. So maybe you could say that the Shkamar Ervin is talking about the one type of Pesach. It's a good Har. Sometimes you have situations where there's no Chisar in Kavar, but maybe there's a problem in the Pesach. So for example, let's say, your kid asks you a Shaila. So you have to go to your Rebbe? Or can you just answer in terms of kavod, it's derech harai, derech limud, the v'nei beso. These are discussed in the post. So if you look at source number 13, the Tosfos says, "Omri the cholhani haros kagon shabo ma'isel lefanav more la'asos kei." But im shalim talmid halacha k'divrei me yichol nomar kol mashiv daito vashlo yore. It's only a problem if you paskin. If it's derech limud, it's okay. And others argue. And you look at the Rosh in Erevin, the Rosh isn't sure if your child asks you the halakha, maybe it's mut. So if it's a question of the chesaron psak, so who cares if it's your son or if it's somebody else? And then Dave, you're not sure that you're experienced enough in paskening, so of course you should ask your rabbi. If it's a chesaron in kavod harav, so you can say it's not a chesaron in kavod harav, it's what's the chesaron? You set yourself up as a posek. If it's talking like limud, or if it's in your home, derech harai, so these aren't really cases that are going to be, a chisar and kavod harav. So, they're nafkamina, put them together, derech limud, beso, harai, you can mechalak in these cases, but potentially, if it's an issue of echus apsak, so l'chora, a die in Asur, because at the end of the day, even if it's your son or if it's derech limud, you still have a question, maybe you're making a mistake. Whereas if it's the chesaron kavod, that might not be considered a chesaron kavod, it should be mutter in this case. Comments, questions? Okay. Turning over to the next side of the page, interesting discussion of the Beis Yosef, source number 16. He wonders whether or not there's an Isra to Paskin in front of somebody who's not your Rebbe. It's not your Rebbe. You happen to be visiting in a certain place, and there's a big Talmud Chacham there. Somebody asks you a Shaila. So do you have to defer to that person? Again, if he's a word to ask for, like more complicated, we'll discuss that soon. But let's say just now, two people happen to be, there's a Pesach program, two people are there, you're a Talmud, and there's a bigger Talmud Chacham in the next table, and somebody asks you a Shaila. Are you supposed to defer to the bigger Talmud Chacham if he's not your Rebbe? So says the Beis Yosef, "Vinira the Divrei Rambam, the Talmid Chaver, afilu b'fanav muter lahoros sheikasa v'sof perek haniskar, mitve amure b'rab muvak shaloma rimenu rov chokhmasa. V'im lo loma rimenu rov chokhmasa, hareis the Talmid Chaver, ino chai v'chvodo. V'chol elu advarim, v'al omid, v'al uksir." Okay. We say it. So, Talmid Chaver is different. V'chin yavadas arif. Sheish v'kuv de ravina, etc. Then he says, "If I am sober, can I say Rosh? Aber der Lichtov, Ahu Uvda, Dashmina, der Talmud Chaver, Befanav, Mia, Asv. This is actually not exactly what I discussed a second ago about the Mubak, but it's a question of Talmud Chaver. Machalka is here with Talmud Chaver. Talmud Chaver, presumably, has no Kavod Rav, whereas there is potentially still an issue of Psak. You want the best Psak, so why should the Talmud Chaver ask and he should go to the Rav? Again, I apologize, I made a mistake in the title, but not the Rav Kamina, Talmud Chaver. Again, potentially, if it's only in Rav Muvak, Talmud Chaver might not have the key of Kavod Rav Muvak. So it would be mutter. Whereas if it's a question of Eichas Psak, the Chorash still be Aser. And at the end of the day, you should always try to get the best Psak. And if you should defer the Shaila to a person who is more experienced and knowledgeable. Another Afkamina, the question of Zanazeh. Zanazeh, many of the Rishonim write that we don't have a din of Rav Muvak. Because most of our learning isn't from the Rebbe himself, but it's from the Sfarim. So if you look at the Or HaSchaim, source number 17, quotes from Shmuel Mi'ivra, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, D'miyom shegalu avoseinu v'chara v'es mikdashenu, nishtabish harotos v'nispatu hatoros v'alavavos, ein lanu od lomar mora rav kakamora shamayim, v'chol adinim haruim lasos l'chamed l'rav nispatlu. We have no din of kavar harav muvak anymore. Ki gemaras v'perushim v'achidushim v'chiburim heib hamorim. The source of most of our knowledge of Rav Chochmoso is the text. V'achol afi pichkus halavavos v'lachkach hayu regilim shev'iram yachzi k'talmid medrash v'lom aminu kol amora halach afi rabo chayiv misa. That's why the Talmidim would open up yeshivas in the same city as the Rebbe, and they would paskin, and there's no problem, mor hara. V'chin yistor tvarav divrei talmid l'rav im yachol afi pulpulo ad kan. So the Or HaSchaim quotes from some Rishonim that Bezman said there's no problem of being more Rav than Rav, because we don't have a dinner of Rav Muvak, because the Rav Muvak is Rav Chochmoso, and today the Sfarim is Rav Chochmoso. And likewise, if you look at source number 18, the Agos Mamonios, Ad Hora Mori Rabbeinu Shekol Psak Shadam Roy Beferish Besefer Mesifre Gaonim Yochel Oris Afilu Bifnei Rav. Anything that's explicit, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's explicit, you can pass it, even Bifnei Rav. Afil Talmud Gomor. So how do you look at this Bizman Azeh? These Rishonim are saying that there's no din of Kavod Harav Bizman Azeh, because we don't have a Rav Muvak. Therefore the din doesn't apply. What are they assuming? This is a din in what? In the Eichos HaPsak or in Kavod Harav? Then cover the Rav. So if you don't have a Rav, you don't have a Rav Muvak. So Mela, it's one again. One only. If it's a din in Echos of Psach, even though we don't have a Rav Muvak, at the end of the day, you have a person next door who's more knowledgeable, ask him. We want to make sure that your Psach is accurate and it's the best Psach that could be. So therefore, even Bezana Zeh, it should be a knowing. There's actually an interesting Prima Gadim, which I heard that the Rav likes quoting, Lahalacha, and the Prima Gadim argues that you're not allowed to pass in Shaila unless you look it up. Rav used to encourage the Talmidim to always look things up. And he said to pass without looking it up is like being Mora Harav from Rav. He's taking this idea that today we know Rav Muvak to Sfarim, and he's saying it L'chumra. It's brought down in the Shaila Makula. That say, hey, this one is, you can pass in because Ikr's from the Sfarim. So the Prima Gadim, it's a Chumra. You have to look in the Sfarim. You can't pass in until you look in the Sefer, because it's like you're passing Bifnei Rav. The Sefer is your Rebbe, Mishabur is our Rebbe. If you don't look it up, it's like Rapaskin Bifnei Rav, which is an interesting idea. Again, he was still assuming it's in the cover of Rav, and well, it's both. Your question?
Yeah, I thought Maimonios, in terms of Eichos HaPsak, isn't he saying that the guy is just quoting something that's explicitly written down? So you're saying this Sefer says this.
So it's not even a Psak, you're saying. It's like, what's a rock on an apple? It's not even a Psak. So you're saying, okay, the Zayr. There's an interesting discussion in the Shulchan Aruch about the ability for a Talmud to be menada. Today we don't do this anymore, but once upon a time, a person felt, you know, that there was Kavanah Torah or some other reason, he would put somebody in Nidui. So the question is, can a Talmud put somebody in Nidui with Makom Rabbah? He's not Paskani. He's putting somebody in Nidui. So says the Rosh in the Tshuva, source number 19, Mashakasov Mard, im Adam Yachol in Nados Lechfodo, b'makom Gadol, imenu, kasat nira lecha she'ino Yachol. So the Shoal assumes that your Talmud shouldn't put somebody in Nidui with Makom Rabbah. And then the Rosh disagrees with that, and he says, no, the Talmud is allowed to paskin and to put somebody, it's not to paskin, it's to really put somebody in Nidui, b'makom Rabbah. It's not considered, if you look at the last line, of Talmud shenida l'chvod b'makom Gadol imenu, ein ze k'mora hara. This is not considered mora hara. Is it considered to be mora hara to put somebody in Nidui? So here too, the Chara is an afkamim in this question. How so? What do you taina? It's a din. What?
If it's in Kavod
Rav, then what? So yes, sir. At the end of the day, the Rav should decide these matters. It's a public policy matter. It's not necessarily a halachic matter per se. Whereas if it's a question of Eichus Apsak, you're not really a paskinik here. So a male, again, assuming it's not considered a psak to put somebody in either. It could be sort of like sizing up the reality. Is this, you know, an infraction that's worthy of Nidui, maybe, but the pashas is that it wouldn't be considered a psak, I think, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem for the Makom Rabbah. So here, the machlokas here between the Shaul and the Rosh, is there a problem to be minad of Makom Rabbah or not? Yeah.
Yeshua told Moshe.
Yeah,
you're
calling.
So you want like the
Nidui,
you know,
was
Moshe
doing? Interesting. So you're saying. He didn't want to do it himself.
Yeah.
So Mela, you see it's a raya that you're not allowed to be minado makom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're saying it's the shitasa.
I'm just trying to.
You want to cheshbon it again? The Rosh says, if you want to paskin in your home, it's still aser. Still aser. Because we're concerned that there's a problem with the psak. And here he's saying it's mutter, because it's just an issue of psak, never she mutter. So Yehuda's signing that it's the Rosh that she does. Ife. Yeah.
Seems like just like looking at the post that we usually go by, the shach seems to side on the kavod.
Mm-hmm.
And so does the Beit Yosef.
Okay.
Being the main. So, obviously, you have to figure out. I don't know if, I mean, maybe you had to read the shop. I thought you were saying that. Either you're saying you have to be mafter for both, or you're saying that you just should be the covered issue.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to Tzvei Dinim at the end. So, once there's Tzvei Dinim, it works out. I'll work out. It's interesting. The Gemara speaks very harshly about Mora. Halacha b'chin rabbah. The Gemara says, for source, you're chayim nisa. So if you look at the Iyun Yaakov, on the Iyun Yaakov, it's an interesting thing. Source number 20. It says, v'yish lomar, tam kipshuta, the Gemara halacha b'chin rabbah, chayim nisa. Why are you chayim nisa? That kavi kibiyish b'chin rabbah. It's like you embarrassed your Rebbe. Kilo eino yodeo lohoros. You have to paskin, so as if he doesn't know. In Shapir, he doesn't know enough. L'kach chayav nisa kem evayish chavei kilu shofek namim. Because I'll say, if you're evayish chavei rabbi, you're shofek namim, so certainly you're rabbi. So you're chayav nisa, mida k'negen mida. What does that mean? How is the Iyun Yaakov looking at the infraction? Is it a problem in the Eichus Pesach or a problem in the Kavod HaRav? Problem Kavod HaRav. The Gemara also tells us in Erevin that a person is more halacha b'chin rabbah, he should get bit by a snake. Roy lachisho nachash. So if you look at the parish of the Rif on the Iyun Yaakov there, so 21, it explains that a little differently. Yesh loses sas tam, matzinu benachash hosif al pivrei borosh, also adam lechol me'etz agan, benachash hosif le'eser hanegiyah, erish ahoro b'chin rabbah,
Mashallah Amru. Lafika Khamura Halach Pi Rabba, Mashallah Amar, Asa Maisa Nachash, Veroi Lachisho Nachash. Says the Riaf, why is it that a person's Mor Halach Pi Rabba is Chayav, he's Roi Lachisho Nachash? Because he did what the Nachash did. The Nachash, you know, misrepresented Dvar Hashem. Hashem said, don't eat the eggs from the fruit. And the Nachash misrepresented Dvar Hashem and said, don't touch it. So Amela, this Talmud was more of a Rabba. What's he doing? He's misrepresenting Dvar Hashem. How did he understand this din, L'chara? Echos apsak. He's saying you're misrepresenting Dvar Hashem. So it's just interesting, the two punishments mentioned in the Gemara, Chai Nisa, and Roi L'chisho Nachash, as explained by some of the Achronim, line up with these two tzadim, namely, if it's a din in Kavod, then it's Vayish, Rabo, you didn't show proper respect, right? Chai Nisa. Din in Echos Apsak, so you like the Nachash, who misrepresented Dvar Hashem, then, and told Chava she shouldn't touch the tree, even though really she shouldn't eat from the tree. Yeah. Okay. I hear what you're saying. My understanding is that it was also wrong. Meaning, Hashem said one thing, and the Nachash said a different thing. So, if you're you're passing, you're trying to represent, you know, Dvar Hashem. So you could understand that. I think you're trying to argue that it's really didn't cover there too. But I don't think that's a pashtus of it. Let me say. Yes.
In our case, didn't necessarily get it wrong.
In which case?
In general, the chivisa.
Right. Chivisa, even if you get it right. I mean, that's the question. Meaning, the Gemara Abaya says in the Gemara Ksuba is because you always make a mistake. You always make a mistake. The way the Meiri had it, so it's an interesting lashon. The Meiri said in source number 5, Karov Avod Ishkia. Even if it's a simple thing, Mistab, you don't make a mistake. But you don't have to understand that.
So the Nachash was more halacha. The Maisa Nachash isn't necessarily because he got it wrong. Even if you would have gotten it right, it would have been wrong.
So that's what Yehuda is saying. That's what Yehuda is saying. That Etzem, the Hora, is the Maisa Nachash. I'm just saying, in the case of the Nachash, he got it wrong. So that's what I want to shtel on, but I hear your timing. You don't have to learn timing. Interesting question. Brought down in the Chashukei Chemed, it's really early Achronim, but he quotes it here in Erev and Daf Samach Gimel, source number 22. A person is more halacha fi rabo, and the Rebbe is more da'asra. So there is a principle that once a chacham is more, so you can't go shopping around. You've got a psak that it's aser, it's aser. But let's say the Talmud shouldn't have paskened. He paskened it's aser. Then they asked the rabbi the shul. The rabbi said, it's hakamoter. So do we say that the psak sticks because it was a psak l'chomra, regardless? So we say, no, since the Talmud shouldn't have paskined, the Mor d'Asr can override the psak of the Talmud. So it says the Chashur Chemed here, Gam l'shidos rishon ve'osrim kasher hasheni gadolik b'imenu, hayu dafka kasher hora b'heta, ach im ha-hora b'makom rabo l'kul yam l'ein hora sa-hora. The hora of the Talmud isn't called a hora, and therefore when he asked it doesn't mean anything. V'das tora kasov v'yosrim izeh, the rabbi who's the word of the Asr can be matter it. Dafka im asar chacham muna in lechaver ahead. The tama shachacham muna yishlo din rabba. So the chacham muna, the more the asar is din of rabba, even if you thought you're in. The heavy b'shem, I think Rabbi Yerucham shachacham b'mukomo yachol hatir mash asar talmid achim. Shuvas rashtam nir shacholek. Acha ikur k'moshu kasafti. So he brings a machlokes about this issue. Can a if a person paskins b'makom rabba, let's assume the more the asar is din of rabba, does that psak stick? Or do you say, no, that psak is batal and muvot? So that maybe this could also be talui in the chakira. How so?
Pasak Chumra Makom Rav. Can the Raven, you know, override that Pasak subsequently? So what do you tell him? If it's a didn't cover her up, what?
Then Pasak the greater Rav.
Yeah, you think so? I want to say, okay, what, tell me what you want to say.
Well, the it's all about the guy was not mechabed the Rav. The Rav's Pesach is the only one that should have.
I mean, the Chesaron of the Kovod, is that going to get rid of the Pesach? I don't know. He did a Veda.
Sigyan Avodah Zarah, really, this part about whether the Chacham Sheh Asar, Haver Shai Lahatir.
That's a Zug, yeah, in Echanan.
The second Rav is greater than Rishonim Hold, and he could be Matir. It's not about Chatif Adi Yisura.
It's a cold case, look, yeah. But I thought to say, Farkir, no, what I wanted to say, you heard it?
Doesn't that depend on why you can't go to the next Rav? You mean you can't go to the next Rav because of Rav, then the it's a function of Kabbalah that you can't go to the next Rav. If it's a function of the fact that you can't go to the next Rav because
it really has a status. Oh, so I wanted to say like that if it's a function of the Pesach, maybe the Pesach, it doesn't stick because it's not considered, you know, you're supposed to go to the best Pesach, and therefore the Pesach given isn't going to stick. Whereas it's a function of Kavod HaRav, maybe in this case, well, not what you're saying.
I'm saying it could go either way.
You go either way. Okay, so this is an open Nachmina. I think they're different. You could connect it to the Chakira in multiple ways, but I do want to conclude with the possibility of Shteidinim. If you look at the Gemara in Erevin more carefully than it began with, the Gemara later on in the Sugya says, Amarava, Bifanav Aser B'chayiv Nisa, Shalom Bifanav Aser V'ein Chayiv Nisa. The Gemara has two tracks that if the Pesach is given in front of the Rebbe, you're talking to Chayiv Nisa. It's not in front of the Rebbe, it's still Aser, it's not Chayiv Nisa. So again, you have to develop this, but potentially, you can say there are Shteidinim in more Halach Mirava. On one hand, there's a Chesaron in the Kavod, and that might be only Bifanav. That might be a Chiyuv Misa. And even Shalom Afanav, there's a Chazar in the Pesach, and therefore you shouldn't paskin even Shalom Bifnei Rav. Just to summarize and to conclude, we saw here this question of Yomora Halacha with Rav, is it din in Yomora Halacha, in the Echus Pesach, or is it din in Rav, Kamar Rav, numerous Nafkaminas, and then the possibility of Tzvei Dinim. The Rav Tzadok in Sidkas Tzadik has a very interesting piece. I didn't have room on the sheet, so I'll just read it to you. It's in Kuf Pei Zayin. It reads the following: Divrei Torah him oz la'adam, k'mo she'ne'amar v'chokhma toz, is a gibor ha'kovesh, sh'al yedei zeh niskaver al yitzro, k'mo she'amru mashcheilu beis ha'medrash, k'mo she'amru b'barasi yitzro hara b'barasi Torah tavla, sh'zehu l'mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro v'ezer v'siyatu ha'yedei Divrei Torah she'meiru. Torah gives us strength. And he says, "Vasiyato divrei Torah heim rav chaverim v'talmidim." As a person grow in learning, you need a rebbe, you need a chavrusa, and you need talmidim. At a certain point, "Vanu mavakshim luchonenu miitcha chochma bina v'das." In Nusach Sfar, they say chochma bina v'das. Sheheim shloshes haniskarim le'el yem itcha. We ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu to be our rebbe, to be our friend, and to be our student. What does that mean? Moshe Avra v'Avraham, Rav lo'hayolo, so he didn't have a Rebbe, the Torah was his Rebbe. Moshe Nemar, ki Hashem yitin chochma. Ayidei nesinas ha-Torah li-Yisrael, she'yetiye ha-Rav v'achover. The Torah itself is our Rebbe, and the Torah is our friend. Moshe Pirush Rashi, al-knei l'chachover, yesh omim sparim. So the Torah, we learn from the Torah, the Torah is our Rebbe, the Torah is our friend, knei l'chachover. Yaakov, quotes this din that I mentioned earlier from the Rishonim, that today we don't have a Rabbi Muva because the Sfarim are Rabbi. Etc. Then he says, Rak zeu b'atchala, the Sfarim are a Rabbi at the beginning of our learning. So first the Sfarim are a Rabbi, then you can become friendly with the Rashba and the Ritzvah, that you're friends. Etc. He madrigas Talmud. Haynu l'basof nasis Torah so k'ilu hu moli hadivrei Torah. Versus mechadish chidushi, and the Torah becomes their children. The Torah is our Rebbe. The Torah is our friend. The Torah is our own children. Shenita l'moshe misina ki mamash panim chadash is banu kan k'mashu derech mashal idei Pirish Chazal v'ksuvin v'adehim nikrayim boneha shal Torah. I'm not going to read the whole thing. And then he continues a little later, and he says, etc. So again, it's a little bit complicated, but the upshot for Rav Sadok is that the Torah is our Rebbe, the Torah is our friend, and the Torah can become our student. When you create chidushim, it's like you molded a child. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal gave his Talmidim, he was a great teacher. He was able to allow help the student grow to such an extent that you come to a sugya and you say, this is what Rav Lichtenstein would say about the sugya. So he was able to teach and give the Talmidim space and encourage creativity so a Talmid could then become a Rebbe. And, you know, what do they think? Zarnstein Sachs, I think, said once that, you know, a great leader has a Talmidim, and an even greater leader creates a leader, something to that effect. So I think Rav Lichtenstein was able to not only teach, but also be Mami Talmidim. Right? That's Chazal say, be Mami Talmidim. So it's a tremendous close to say, Divrei Torah, Leilu Nishmasa.